Top of the morning to you. I'm great. How are you?
Well, we just spent the last, 45 minutes or so catching up. Why didn't we just tape all that and be done?
Well, we could have.
Honestly.
But we weren't in red, so therefore we go again.
I should tell you, the second person in a week who said, I listened to you when I was just little.
Just a wee lad.
Oh, God.
Me and my sister love to listen to Bruce and Sean in the mornings, and we still laugh about it. We would just hear Bruce telling Sean to be quiet and shut your mouth, and we just loved it. It was like it was the ultimate, like, it was almost like a father son thing where you had the kid who was just doing whatever
he
wanted
to do. That's exactly
what it was. And then the dad was just trying to keep him in line, and it was just so great.
Good thing he couldn't reach over and slap me. If I had been closer, he would have. Trust me. Well, let's talk about your weekend, dude. The Country Music Alberta Awards. I'm surprised you didn't come in wearing one on a chain around your neck.
Oh, man. It's,
dude, it's seriously.
Crazy.
Why are you not carrying them around with you?
I wish. They don't give them to you.
Oh,
they
it's
send
one of those deals
the
where they send them in the mail.
Yeah, you hold it for a while, like it's yours, and then they come and take it, and you're like, what are you doing?
We need that to present to the next guy.
Right. And I was like, no, this is mine. This is mine. I want no.
So which one's the bigger one, the male artist or the single? Are they both right there? It's pretty special to win an award.
Well, the most, they were both pretty unexpected. Actually, they were definitely unexpected. But country dance was so cool because, like, for us, that was like that sort of solidified. Like, I was texting my manager at the time, and I was like, this song really was a hit here. You know, that was, and we were up against High Valley and Alison Krauss and their song, and just like a bunch of other like great records that were out. As every one of them went past, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to get slaughtered in this one. And it's just, and then they call and I was like, what? Like, I was dumbfounded.
It's always nice when you're not expecting it.
Yeah. And I think that's like, it's just a good place to be when you're not expecting it. You know, it's
do you
like,
have something prepared just in case?
No, I was totally.
Oh, so you just went up there and winged it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's what I do in life.
Right. Me too, buddy. Me too,
that's
man.
That's exactly what I do. So it was like, it was so cool. That song in particular, like, we put that record out because it was the first time I put a record out because we had an audience reaction to it. Like, I posted it on TikTok and Instagram and all this stuff, and I was like, I think I might have wrote the new Lonely Drum, and I was kind of just kidding around, and it just sort of blew up, and then there was like, we had all these views and people were like loving it, and I was like, now we have to put this song out. And so it was like a race to the finish line to get it done and get it out. We had a few, you know, pretty influential programmers here in Alberta that were like, when can you get us that? And that's never happened to me before. Whereas, like, we put something out and was like, when can we get that? And I was like, I don't know. Let me get back to you on that. So it was pretty amazing. And then Male Artist of the Year. I mean, that one is 4 years in a row. I'm still blown away that I got it the first year. You're up against, like, some of the biggest names in Alberta, and we got a lot of big names, the Brett Kissels and Gord Bamfords and guys that I love all those guys.
This has quickly become the hub for Canadian country music.
It's really
Alberta. It's all happening here.
I think it is. I mean,
and you're a big part of it, dude.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. I came up to these awards because I just remember when I was growing up, and I wanted to be in this industry so bad, but I had no idea what I was doing, you know? And one of the coolest things for me is, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh man, like, if I could just get like 5 minutes of FaceTime with Paul Brandt, or, you know, if I could just talk to Aaron Lines or Rick Tippy or Thomas Wade or like all these guys that we were just talking about before, like, the Chris Cummings, like, I was just like, man, what I need to learn from these people. I need to learn how they did it, you know? So for me, like, the coolest thing is like, now that I'm sort of that guy for the younger ones, like, I pride myself on being like just very approachable, and so there's.
Have you had anybody reach out?
Oh yeah, it's tons. So that's one of my favorite parts about coming up here, is because like people will come up and they'll be like, so how does that work? Like, do I just ask you for songs and then you send me songs? And I was like, pretty much, you know, it's
very
like
cool.
It's not very hard, but like when you're young and you don't know what you're doing and you're just trying to figure it out, that's where you learn those things.
Well, it's nice
and
to have those mentors, right? I was the same way in radio, right? Reaching out to guys who'd been in the business
right.
for
like,
a long time.
I
want to
know
time.
How you guys do this.
And when they call you back, my God, you're like, I can't believe he called me.
Right.
So if they're getting a call from Aaron Goodvin,
totally.
That's a huge deal.
I'm always trying to be very, like, one of my favorite things is there was a young guy that came up to me yesterday, and he goes, you know what, man? He's like, it's awesome that you want all these things, but like, you're such an easy guy to cheer for. And
wow.
I said, what does that mean? You know, I was like, that's really interesting. And he goes, I come up and talk to you, the same guy that was just talking on stage that's off the stage, and you're just very giving, and you just want to be like, hey, this is how you do this.
You're just a real guy.
Yeah, I'm just a real guy. And I thought that was the coolest compliment ever.
That is a wonderful
compliment. I've never been the dude who's like puts on a cowboy hat because it's what I have to do to, you know.
Yeah, it's part of the look. It's part of the music.
I've never been that guy. Like, and then the other comment that I thought was funny was somebody said, wow, it looks like Aaron dresses more and more down every year. I was like, I don't know if that's a good one.
No,
but,
that's a good one too, man.
Just like, it's just who I am. Like, I, you know, I put a collar on for the cause.
Yep.
But it's just like, I'm not, like, I was born in Spirit River, Alberta. I grew up playing hockey. I'm just a, you know, that kind of normal everyday guy who just kept at it.
Well, that's what makes you relatable.
Well, thank you.
You're an Albertan, man.
Yeah, I am an Albertan. I'm proud of it.
Let's talk about the new single. I haven't heard it yet because it's brand spanking new. Mm-hmm. I know some of the powers that be here in the office have heard it. It's called Written All Over It.
Yeah, Written All Over It. So I wrote this song with Philip Lammons, who's in the Lee Bryce camp quite a bit. He's got a bunch of Lee Bryce cuts. I just met him at this co-write and never written with him before. And I walked in there and we just started talking. And before you know it, we had a song in about an hour. Philip's a great guitar player.
Is that something that happens often where you can just click like that, or sometimes it doesn't?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of like
you can sit there for hours and come up with nothing.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
And I have done that a few times.
No kidding.
But sometimes you meet certain people at certain times. I think, you know, God puts you in the room with somebody that you never would have expected. And I got in there with Philip, and then now we're like the best of friends. We write all the time. And, he's a one-of-a-kind guy. You need to go look him out. He puts out his own records. He's a older gentleman from South Carolina, but he's just awesome and such a talented dude. And he just started playing this lick, and he had this title, and I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, that sounds great, you know?
And then
started throwing lyrics out, and before you know it, we had a song. So, and those are typically, like, the ones that are written so fast, I feel like are songs that are authentically me because they were just so easy to write, you know. Like Lonely Drum, for instance, was a song that I wrote because I was good at getting girls not to come over. And so when that title came up, I was like, oh, I know how to write this.
I was that same guy.
I got a girl to come over, I married her, you know, like, because, like, what if this doesn't happen again?
Well, like I told you before we started recording, that song is easily one of the most requested tunes on this station.
It's so amazing.
It's a monster.
I appreciate it so much. It's not me. Like, I feel like this song is a lot bigger than me and what it does for people. It's such a joy to play live because it's just like, it's just something we got to be a part of, and it's just, we're very lucky.
Let's talk about your spring and summer. I'm guessing you've got a full tour list.
Yeah, we're rocking. We're playing a lot in the U.S. right now. I sort of made it a goal of mine to play more down there and get a little bit more known down there. We've done the radio route down there where it's just that much more challenging, you know, and not that it can't be done. I think we'll do it, but it just takes a lot longer down there. And so what I wanted to do in the meantime was like, well, where can we go play? And luckily we have Lonely Drums, big line dance hit down there. Now Country Dance has been a big line dance hit down there. So now we've sort of opened the doors to these line dance clubs where we can go in and play and people know a few songs and they get to know me and who we are and what we do. And
walk into the Crazy Horse, have some of those deep fried pickles.
Right, exactly. 100%. And, you know, and so it's been a lot of fun. So we're focused on the summer here in Canada. We got lots of shows that we're excited to come and do up here. So,
and the website address to keep track of all
Aaron
that stuff?
AaronGoodwin.com.
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 Well done. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Always
Dude,
great to see you, man.
Thanks for having me, man. It's so good to see you.